We're going to be reading a story called The Cat Who Became a Poet. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? The Cat Who Became a Poet, from Nonstop Nonsense, by Margaret Mahey. A cat once caught a mouse, as cats do.
"Don't eat me," cried the mouse. "I am a poet, with a poem to write."
"That doesn't make any difference to me," replied the cat. "It is a rule that cats must eat mice, and that is all there is to it."
"If only you'd listen to my poem, you'd feel differently about it all," said the mouse.
"Okay," yawned the cat. "I don't mind hearing a poem, but I warn you, it won't make any difference." So the mouse danced and sang.
"The great mouse knight with the starry tail slides over the hills and trees, eating the crumbs in the corners of day and nibbling the moonlight cheese."
"Very good. That's very good," the cat said. "But a poem is only a poem, and cats still eat mice." And he ate the mouse, as cats do. Then he washed his paws and his face and curled up in a bed of catnip, tucking in his nose and his tail and his paws. Then he had a little cat nap. Some time later, he woke up in alarm. "What's wrong with me?" he thought. "I feel so strange." He felt as if his head was full of colored lights. Pictures came and went behind his eyes. Things that were different seemed alike. Things that were real changed and became dreams. "Harakapotchkin," thought the cat. "I want to write a poem." He opened his mouth to meow, but a poem came out instead. "The great sun cat comes up in the east. Lo, the glory of his whiskers touches the hills. Behold, the fire of his smiling burns on the oceans of the rolling world." "Cat curses," said the cat to himself. "I have turned into a poet. But I don't want to make poetry. I just want to be a cat catching mice and sleeping in the catnip bed. I will have to ask the witch about this." The cat went to the witch's crooked house. The witch sat at the window with her head in her hands. Her dreams turned into black butterflies and flew out of the window. She took the cat's temperature and gave him some magic medicine that tasted of dandelions. "Now talk," she commanded. The cat opened his mouth to ask her if he was cured. Instead, he found himself saying, "Lying in the catnip bed, the flowering cherry over my head. Am I really the cat that I seem, or only a cat in another cat's dream?"
"I'm afraid it is too late," said the witch. "Your case is hopeless. Poetry has got into your blood, and you're stuck with it for the rest of your life."
"Harakapotchkin," cried the cat sadly. And he started off home. But five houses away from his own house, a black dog called Max chased him, as dogs do, and the cat had to run up a tree. He boxed with his paw at Max and went to hiss and spit at him, but instead he found himself saying, "Colonel Dog fires his cannon and puts his white soldiers on parade. He guards the house from cats, burglars, and any threat of peacefulness." The dog Max stopped and stared.
"What did you call me? Colonel Dog? I like that. But what do you mean, I fire my cannon?"
"That's your barking," said the cat.
"And what do you mean, I put my white soldiers on parade?" asked the dog again.
"That's your teeth," said the cat. The dog wagged his tail.
"I like the way you put it," he said again. "How did you learn to talk like that?"
"Oh, it's poetry," said the cat carelessly. "I am a poet, you see."
"Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you go without barking at you if I may come and hear that poem again sometimes,"
the dog Max said, still wagging his tail.
"Perhaps I could bring some other dogs to hear it too. Colonel Dog, eh? White soldiers, eh? Very true."
And he let the cat go on home to his catnip bed. If only he knew, the cat thought. I wasn't meaning to praise him. Poetry is very tricky stuff and can be taken two ways. The cat went on thinking, I became a poet through eating the mouse. Perhaps the mouse became a poet through eating seeds. Perhaps all this poetry stuff is just the world's way of talking about itself. And straight away, he felt another poem coming into his mind. Just time for a sleep first, he muttered into his whiskers. One thing, I'll never eat another poet again. One is quite enough. And he curled up in the catnip bed for a quick kip and catnap, as cats do. And that's the end of the story.